This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A Russian plane made a fiery landing in Moscow Sunday. Russia's TASS news agency says at least 13 people have been killed, including two children, and several others injured. Video from the scene shows passengers using emergency slides to evacuate the burning plane. Media reports say the Aeroflot plane had 78 people on board. The cause of the fire is not known. North Korea has confirmed via state media that leader Kim Jong-un has overseen a strike drill, testing various missile components. North Korea's leader gave the order of firing to increase the combat ability of the country. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. wants to resume negotiations, aware that North Korean leader wants the United States to come up with a roadmap for nuclear talks by the end of the year.
We want to get back and begin to have these conversations. I don't know that there's anything particularly significant about his statement at the end of the year. We're watching closely the North Korean behavior, as are our allies, Japan and South Korea in the region. We still believe there's a path forward.
In a tweet, U.S. President Donald Trump says he believes Mr. Kim would not jeopardize the path towards better relations. A Syrian military official says insurgents in the country's northwest are preparing for an attack on government-held areas. The comments Sunday to a state news agency came as the rebel-held Idlib province and nearby areas are witnessing the worst wave of violence since Russia and Turkey brokered a truce in September. Syrian opposition activists say Syrian warplanes and artillery have pounded rebel-held areas in and around Idlib province. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Israel has killed a Hamas commander in a targeted strike, the first such killing since the 2014 Gaza War, as the death toll from the latest surge in violence rises. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
The death toll rose on both sides of the Israel-Gaza border on Sunday. Among the dead, top Hamas commander Hamid Ahmed al-Qudri. Israel's military says more than 600 projectiles have been fired at southern Israel since Friday, and that it's attacked 260 targets belonging to Gaza militant groups, the ruling Hamas and Islamic Jihad. In Gaza, at least 8 civilians have been killed since Friday. On Sunday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the Israeli military to continue with, quote, massive strikes, and said forces around the Gaza Strip would be stepped up.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. A Taliban suicide bomber detonated his explosive-laden vehicle at a police headquarters in northern Afghanistan Sunday. A six-hour gun battle between gunmen and security forces followed. The attack killed at least 13 security personnel and injured more than 55 other people. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is only ruling for the moment, despite last week's failed effort by opposition leader Juan Guaido to overthrow his regime. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says Russia has contributed to the upheaval in Venezuela by sending in soldiers in unmarked green army uniforms to support President Maduro.
They are destabilizing the situation there. They're there to support Maduro. They don't want to see the change that the American people want to see, and that's to have a free election in that country and a choice of someone democratically.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says he hopes President Trump is not considering military options. Top U.S. officials throughout the week praised the efforts to overthrow the Maduro government as its fall appeared possible. But Pompeo rejected the suggestion that the aborted takeover was a U.S. intelligence failure. Pope Francis urged European leaders on Sunday to address wealth inequality and low birth rates, which he said had created an ice curtain between Europe's richer and poorer states and was fueling emigration. Francis made the comments during a speech at the presidential palace in Sofia during a two-day visit to Bulgaria, his first and the first by a pope in 17 years. For more on any of these stories, any time of the day or night, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.